Harper Paperbacks and Harper Audio present The Starlet and the Spy, a novel by Ji-min Lee, translated from the Korean by Chi-young Kim, performed by Janet Song. Marketing Department, 20th Century Fox. To whom it may concern. My name is Herbert W. Green, and I am currently stationed in Korea with the 31st Regiment, 7th Infantry Division. I am very homesick. Korea is a terrible place. I do not believe I can effectively convey the sorrow and terror I've seen here. I worry about the children who have lost their parents and their homes. Where will they sleep tonight? May the grace of God be with them, though perhaps God's blessings are avoiding Korea for some time. I write to you from a hospital in Busan. I was mistakenly hit by napalm by Allied troops providing air support and lost many of my comrades in a place called Hwacheon, just above the 38th parallel. Hearing the screams of the dying made me want to die too. Thankfully, I got out of there alive, and I'm getting better. I am lying in bed recuperating, but the days are long and tedious. Would you be able to send me a new poster of the lovely Miss Monroe? All of us, from my fellow soldiers to the Korean errand boy, dearly love Miss Monroe. Her beautiful smile is like the warm sun, and her poster by our beds melts away our worries. I don't even go to the USO shows, as I vastly prefer looking at a picture of Miss Monroe. A few days ago, all of my pictures of Miss Monroe were stolen. I feel like a man stranded in a desert without water. Please consider what I've been through. I hope you'll send me a poster. I heard Miss Monroe is filming a new movie. We would be thrilled if you could also enclose a few pictures. We would love for Miss Monroe to visit us here, but we know that is a long shot. I trust that you will grant us our request. Thank you in advance. I wish you all the best. P.S. If you see Miss Monroe, please tell her that we are all rooting for her to be happy. A Day in the Life of Miss Alice of Seoul, February 12, 1954. I go to work thinking of death. Hardly anyone in Seoul is happy during the morning commute, but I'm certain I'm one of the most miserable. Once again, I spent all last night grappling with horrible memories, memories of death. I fought them like a girl safeguarding her purity, but it was no use. I knew I was under an old cotton blanket, but I tussled with it as if it were a man or a coffin lid or heavy mounds of dirt, trusting that night would eventually end and death couldn't be this awful. Finally, morning dawned. I looked worn out but tenacious, like a stocking hanging from my vanity. I used a liberal amount of Cody powder on my face to scare the darkness away. I put on my stockings, my dress, and my fingerless black lace gloves. I walk down the early morning streets as the vicious February wind whips my calves. I can't possibly look pretty, caked as I am in makeup and shivering in the cold. Enduring would be a more apt description. Those who endure have a chance at beauty. I read that sentence once in some book. I've been testing that theory for the last few years, although my doubts are mounting. As always, the passengers in the streetcar glance at me, unsettled. I am Alice J. Kim. My prematurely gray hair is dyed with beer, and under a purple dotted scarf, I'm wearing a black wool coat and scuffed dark blue velvet shoes, and my lace gloves are as unapproachable as a widow's black veil at a funeral. I look like a doll discarded by a bored foreign girl. I don't belong in this city, where the ceasefire was declared not so long ago, but at the same time, I might be the most appropriate person for this place. I get off the streetcar and walk briskly. The road to the U.S. military base isn't one for a peaceful, leisurely stroll. White steam plumes up beyond the squelching, muddy road. Women are doing laundry for the base in oil drums cut in half, swallowing hot steam.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?